Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
Santa here? I know him.
Here's another top 10.
And yes, it was funny.
The Vince Wild Show.
Lord have mercy, is this a long list? Holy cow. Oh, boy. It's another list, folks. Wow. I don't even know, like, who has this kind of time? Once again, we will link to this list on furymediainc.net, but I'm going to be honest. In the interest of not making this a long, drawn-out thing, but because I want to cover the list, we are going to skim over the movies we're familiar with, the ones that you may have never heard of, we might do a quick synopsis of. So, this is from Thrillist.com, and, oh, I need a drink. This is the top 50 best Christmas movies of all time. I didn't stutter. That was 50. And no doubt, I will disagree with some of these. So my apologies in advance. This is just how life likes to inflict itself on us with these top 10 lists, which has become a specialty of mine in recent weeks. Taking a look at these top 10 lists, and there's probably thousands of top 10 lists out there. And there seems certainly to be no shortage of top 10 lists related to the holidays. So number 50 is Just Friends. Stop. What? This is number 50 on the top 50 best movies of all time. Good grief. So, It's a rom-com, and here's what it says. A post Van Wilder Ryan Reynolds smarms it up as Chris Brander, a high school outcast who reinvents himself as a guy who looks like Ryan Reynolds. Say what? Amy Smart plays his best friend and teenage crush, who Brander becomes obsessed with winning over while home for the holidays. As a film, it's a slice of cringe-inducing nostalgia, like flipping through an old Abercrombie and Fitch catalog. But as a Christmas movie, it captures that underexplored feeling of being stranded in your hometown with a surprising degree of specificity. It can be watched on Pluto, Amazon, iTunes, yada, yada, yada. Krampus 2015. Well, this was the horror comedy that came out a few years ago. And I think we all know the details of this movie. It's like the evil Santa Claus. It's number 49. 48, The Night Before Christmas. So this movie, is basically a bunch of buddies reunite every year for a drug-fueled holiday celebration. And it's a stoner comedy with a gooey, sentimental heart, and that's number 49. Never heard of it. Moving on. Jingle All the Way. What's interesting about this is this movie was on the top 14 list, or top 10 list I recently did, as being one of the worst movies of all time, and Thrillist thinks it's on the top 50 of the best movies of all time. This was the movie about Turbo Man and two competing dads trying to get the ultimate Christmas gift for their kid at Christmas. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jack Lloyd. You know, I mean, it was an okay movie. It wasn't phenomenal. 2009's animated Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. This movie could have been better. I'm not going to lie. This movie could have been better, but it wasn't bad. As far as its placement on this list, I probably would have put it a little further up the dial. Especially since they're bound to throw something in here that I'm going to be like, are you nuts? Uncle Phil's, you know, drunken Christmas soiree. Yeah, that shouldn't be on the list, mostly because I haven't heard of it. All right, next on the list. 1951's The Lemon Drop Kid. Now, this is a Bob Hope movie. And I've seen a couple of the Bob Hope films that are now on public domain. Even those movies are pretty good. I have not seen this one, and before today, I think I've maybe heard of it, but I've definitely not seen it. Notable for introducing the world to Silver Bells, this Bob Hope vehicle is based on a short story by big city newspaper man Damon Runyon, whose short fiction also inspired Guys and Dolls, as far as Christmas movies go. The Lemon Drop Kid keeps Runyon's grit intact. Hope stars as the title character, a greasy charlatan whose horse race ruse screws over the wrong gangster. With a $10,000 debt to pay by Christmas Eve, the kid sets off to con the Santa on the Corner charity game. As you can imagine, he learns an important lesson, finds a little love in his life, and wisecracks in ways only Hope does. That's number 45. Oh, this is a long list. I'm going to try to get through these quicker as I can. Christmas Evil, 1980. All right, here's what you need to know about this movie. It's a slasher comedy, and it's probably one of the most daring slasher comedies on this list. I'm taking the word for it. I haven't seen it. 1980. So it's in that time period, like of Friday the 13th and Black Christmas, the original, not the remix from 10 years ago or 15 years ago, whenever it was. So there you go. It's on Amazon and Vudu, whatever that is. Vudu. Oh, okay, with the doll. Almost Christmas is from 2016. It's ensemble dramedy directed by David E. Talbert. It's not the most ambitious movie on the list, but it understands the way families bicker, tease, and ultimately come together over the holiday season. Danny Glover makes an appearance. Monique, Romani Malco, J.B. Smoove to sugarcoat the story with jokes. Yeah, number 43. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. This was basically a remix of the original Home Alone. Same premise, different location. It's all right. I'm not going out and buying drapes over it or setting up a wedding gift registry, but it's fun. And it's pretty family friendly. 41 While You Were Sleeping, 1995, Sandra Bullock. So, okay, Sandra Bullock pretends to be engaged to a man in a coma and then falls in love with his brother, played by Bill Pullman. That's the synopsis. Another one I haven't seen. My apologies, but, you know, I've seen a lot of Christmas movies. This is not on that list. And to be perfectly frank, I don't think I'm going to run out and see this one anytime soon. The premise is just a boring one. Sorry. I don't know. The Polar Express. Why is this at number 40? We have my first problem. This is a movie I watch Christmas Eve every year, except the last 2 years because the copy I had fell into disrepair and would not get through certain scenes without completely freezing. But we all know the synopsis of this. A young child at the year where he's starting to question the existence of Santa Claus is picked up by a mystical train that whisks him off to the North Pole, where he is able to rediscover his belief in Santa Claus. It's a great movie. Christmas in Connecticut, 1945. Barbara Stanwyck, who is a revered food columnist and has completely made up her life. But now they come up with a brilliant idea to host a soldier, and she has to keep up this ruse to very dated but funny results. So, yeah, that's good. Probably would have put it a little further up on the list. Eyes Wide Shut, 1999. No. Okay, why is Polar Express further down on the list than this? there's something a little obnoxious about declaring this deeply Freudian meditation on desire the best holiday film. At the same time, the last scene of martial reconciliation does play out during a light-strewn shopping trip. It's the most mind-bending, brooding, orgy-filled Christmas movie ever made. Pass. I'd take that off the list. Number 37, We're No Angels, Humphrey Bogart, Aldo Ray, Peter Ustinov. It's about three criminals who break out of jail a few days before Christmas, only to become live-in fix-it guys for an impoverished family and their picturesque corner store. And I haven't seen it. I'll have to put it on my list, though, because the date is right, 1955. I mean, there's some classic movies from this time period. Number 36, Ernest Saves Christmas. This is one of those movies I can understand its position on the list. I have a certain affection for Ernest. I grew up with the Ernest commercials, the Ernest TV show, the Ernest movies. I saw this one at the theater. Yeah, I did. 1988. And I loved it. And I own it now. And I love it to this day. It's just a great movie. He's kind of a dunderhead, but he saves Christmas. And it's great, even though he's the one that ultimately almost ruined Christmas. Carol is 2015. I don't know this one. A young department store employee played by Rooney Mara. Boy, I got these names. As she falls under the spell of the titular Carol, Kate Blanchett. Like most great cinematic love stories, it's a tale of obsession, blah, 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 blah. Not into the romance Christmas stories. I mean, if that's your game, watch Hallmark, watch Lifetime. Number 34, Tangerine. Again, don't know it. It says, for many, Christmas is about friendships that serve the same purpose as family, and director Sean Baker's stylistic whirlwind of a movie is a bracing study of how those relationships sustain people in times of emotional crisis, violence, and reconciliation. I would have put this near the bottom, if on here at all. The plot just doesn't appeal. Number 33, White Christmas. Why isn't this higher on the list? This is a classic. Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney. Hello, what I mean? This generation is lost, folks, and we can't save them. Number 32, The Preacher's Wife, 1996. I don't know this movie. Denzel Washington's in it. Whitney Houston's choir singer and Courtney B. Vance's pastor. So Whitney Houston's in it, and the music is really good, according to the review, but it's probably not enough for me. Love Actually. Well, I think we've all heard of this movie. Some notable names in here. Liam Neeson, Laura Linney, Emma Thompson, and Alan Rickman. Might be worth a visit. It's a rom-com. So, I mean, you know, be warned about that. Number 30, A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas. Pass. I'm kind of over the White Castle guys. The one guy was great on House. I loved him in House. Not a Harold and Kumar fan. Sorry. Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. And just the opening line makes me go, ugh. What if Santa was real and buried in a mass grave somewhere in Finland? Wait, what? That's the bizarre and hilarious question posed by director Ilmari Hylander in this whimsical horror romp about a young boy and his reindeer-herding father who investigate a mysterious mountain excavation company and wind up in over their heads. Packed with winking John Carpenter references, bursts of gun-churning violence. Yeah, this is a Christmas movie, and a surprising amount of older male nudity. Okay, Seth will like this one. For me, this is a pass. 28, Scrooged. Yes, I just bought a new copy of this. Bill Murray, folks. What else needs to be said? When Bill Murray is in a movie, it has been saved. And this is one of his greatest, in my opinion. Scrooge is just a great movie. It's like a spin on A Christmas Carol, and it's magnificent. Number 27, 2002, About a Boy. It's Hugh Grant, who's a Grinch-type character. And, you know, his heart starts growing and blah, blah, blah. It's one of those grumpy old guy has a revelation on Christmas type of films, according to this description. So I don't know if I'd see it. Maybe, maybe not. Number 26, Babes in Toyland, 1934. This is a Laurel and Hardy film. It is a classic. It's in the public domain, so you can watch it for free just about anywhere. Rent it on Amazon, iTunes, Vudu, and YouTube. Watch it for free on archive.org. Move on. Why are we paying for stuff that's in the public domain, honestly? Number 25, Black Christmas. Slasher film. It's one of those movies where, like, if you're not doing the family thing, it might be part of your Christmas tradition, or you might be confused, and maybe you don't know, hey, is this a Christmas movie, or is this a Halloween movie? And it was remade recently. I've seen the remade one, not the recent one. Number 24, Holiday Affair. That's 1949. Robert Mitchum, Janet Leigh. I mean, this is a lighthearted Christmas movie about economic hardship, war widows, and extramarital affairs in the 1949 sense. So, I mean, we're not talking about like today where it's softcore porn. We're talking about 1949. Mitchum plays Steve, a drifter who falls hard for the soon-to-be married Connie. Tricky and tinged with melancholy. Millen? It's not even a word. Holiday Affair bombed back in the day. Reassessed by Christmas audiences who know life isn't all eggnog and mistletoe smooches. Maybe. I might put it on my, I don't know. I might put it on the my watch list. Can't say for sure. 1990, Metropolitan. With Indy's 90s star Chris Eijman delivering lines like, "It's a tiny bit arrogant of people to go around worrying about those less fortunate, and I'm not tiresome. The film mocks its tone-deaf heroes while still inspiring you to root for them. It's yuppie Christmas heaven." I haven't heard of it, and given the time period, there's probably a good reason. Holiday Inn, 1942. Again, another classic, too far down on the list. Once again, Bing Crosby getting the shaft. The Best Man Holiday from 2013. This sequel to 1999's romantic comedy, The Best Man, reunites the charming ensemble cast of the non-holiday original, including Taye Diggs, Nia Long, Morris Chestnut, Regina Hall, Melissa DeSusso, and Rowdy Piper. Oh, sorry, and Rowdy Terrence Howard for some high-stress Christmas chaos. It's another one of those movies that's trying really hard to touch your heartstrings and not doing so well. Joyeux Noël, the French-British-German mixed language film. See, some people don't want to read while they're watching movies, so, but let me finish. This film finds warmth in the trenches of World War I, chronicling the life truce that occurred in December 1914, against the odds and the wishes of high-ranking officers, troops. Boy, I really did master the angle of language. Troops put down their weapons to turn the German front lines into one big no-man's land. I want to see this one. Subtitles are tough, but, you know, I've seen Apocalyptica. I've seen the Passion of the Christ. I could do this. The Ref, 1994. Yeah, I saw this once. I don't consider this a Christmas movie. And it's weird because if like Die Hard, I consider that a Christmas movie. Mall Cop, I consider that a Christmas movie. It's like the quintessential Thanksgiving and Christmas movie. But this, it's like a hostage situation with two bickering people and a kidnapper. I don't know. It's bizarre. I've seen it once. I did, obviously didn't think that much of it to go back and see it again. So, you know, whatever. So I just lost my list. Give me a minute here to... And Thrillist just went nuts on me here. Holiday Inn, Best Man. Sorry. The Ref. Arthur Christmas. Aardman, the company known for claymation movies like Wallace and Gromit and The Chicken Run, tried its hand at Pixar-style computer animation only once. Arthur Christmas didn't click with American audiences, who missed a compassionate, cheeky story of Santa's black sheep son rising to the occasion of the Claus business. I don't think you can... The charm of Wallace and Gromit, and this is too high up on the list, is that it's Wallace and Gromit and that it's claymation. A Christmas Tale from 2008. It's a French drama and delves deep into the fractured dynamics of the... I really am struggling with words today. Words hard. Of the Vulliard family, a messy clan of clashing egos led. So it's another feuding family of egomaniac yuppies, probably. Yeah. All right, here's a movie I only recently realized on number six. This is number 16. That is probably qualified as a Christmas movie, and that's Gremlins, 1984. I mean, it really is completely holiday-centric. This movie, when I was a kid, actually gave me nightmares. If you've seen it, and you've seen the final scene, you know why. Something about a gremlin's carcass jumping out of a fountain and this weird sound effect, it just spooked me. Number 15, The Santa Claus, Tim Allen. Yeah, I think I can agree with this. Tim Allen was great in this role. He was pretty good in the second version, but it started to get a little weird. And then by the third version, we've gone completely off the rails. This is the quintessential classic of the three. It's great. Amazon has it. YouTube, of course, has it. iTunes, all that. Number 14, The Shop Around the Corner, 1940. It's not what I've seen. The basis for You've Got Mail is this mannered romantic comedy from the legend Ernest Lubitsch. With snickers and sorrow, the story of Alfred, James Stewart, a leather salesman, and Clara, Margaret Sullivan, the co-worker he can't stand, and the secret metaphor he's fallen head over heels for, unwraps with a certain wintry stillness that's missing for most Yuletide offerings. A movie that'll make you pick up a pen and paper and send your loved ones snail mail. Number 13, Trading Places. This isn't the most Christmassy movie on the list, but a madcap tone and a Santa costume for the ages makes it ideal Yuletide viewing. Updating Mark Twain's The Prince and the Pauper from the Reagan era, this fable flips the fortunes of a haughty businessman, Louis Winthrop, who's played by Dan Aykroyd, and charming con man Billy Ray Valentine. I'm glad that was Valentine and not Cyrus. That would have changed the dynamic completely, who was played by Eddie Murphy, and all hell breaks loose. Jamie Lee Curtis, Ralph Bellamy, and Jim Belushi are also in the film. You know, the guy with the crappy sitcom? Yeah, that Jim. Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis. This is a classic film from 1944. It's a musical. Judy Garland was in it. But there's so much more. There's swooning romance, fake-looking snowmen, ball-gown-filled dances, and a hallucinatory Halloween segment that should have been taught in every film school in the country. Anyway, in following a Missouri family gearing up for the 1904 World's Fair, the story casts a nostalgic hue on how the dawn of the 20th century, in the same way films look today, gaze back at the 50s and 60s. It's a snow globe kind of movie. Perfect to marvel at when the fire's roaring in the background. Maybe. Bad Santa! Possibly one of the most quotable Christmas movies of all time, and it's number 11 on the top 50 list. Billy Bob Thornton, he's vulgar, he's offensive, and he's hilarious. This is an adult movie, and I don't mean porno, I mean it's like grown-up humor. Do not break this out in front of the toddlers thinking you're watching a fun-spirited family romp. That's not what this is. Number 10, this is the top 10. We are down to the last 10, and number 10 is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Absolutely. Should be on this list. It's a classic. It's another very quotable movie. Bend over and I'll show you. Number 9, The Nightmare Before Christmas. This will cause controversy because some people consider this a Halloween film and some people consider it a Christmas film. But I think we all know about Jack Skellington. What's this? What's this? This is number 9 is what it is. Number 8, A Christmas Carol, 1951. Wait for it. A Christmas Carol, Alistair Sim. Alistair? Alistair? I don't know. Somebody will correct me and tell me what an idiot I am. Classic portrayal. It's hailed as the greatest out of all of them, except for some people who think it was Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. It's great. It's also on archive.org for free. See it. Number 7, The Apartment. All right, 1960 film about an insurance salesman, and he falls for the charming elevator operator. I'm going to be honest, I haven't seen it. I'm sure Tom will send me a message when he hears this and say, you're an idiot. Sorry. Like I said, I haven't seen all the Christmas movies. Number 6, Elf. I mean, if you don't know Elf, I'm not reading the plot to you. If you don't know Elf, to know that this should be on this list, though I think this is a little high. Yeah. It's a great movie. It's a fun movie. It's one of Will Ferrell's best. See it if you haven't. I can't imagine you haven't. The Muppet Christmas Carol. A lot of people agree with this. We have all kinds of people in here, including Michael Caine. And Gonzo is Charles Dickens. I haven't seen this in years, but it is a fun movie. And there's turkey in it. Because the picture is showing me a picture of a turkey. So, yeah. Number 4, Home Alone, the original. Of course, John Hughes. Little kid versus two bumbling criminals that flood places as their trademark. Yeah, great movie. And there's always the comic relief of somebody getting smacked in the head with a snow shovel. Number 3, A Miracle on 34th Street, Bravo, 1947. Yes, this is a classic movie. Absolutely charming. Natalie Wood as Susan, a very young Natalie Wood. Edmund Gwenn as Kris Kringle. And there's a Lux Radio Theater version of this that's just as charming. Number 2, A Christmas Story, 1983. Well, dang, of course. Yes. I mean, this is a movie that is... It's practically the soundtrack for people. Wrapping presents, serving Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Ralphie and the Red Ryder BB gun. Gets no better. The number one, according to Thrillist, the number one greatest Christmas movie of all time, you can probably guess. It's predictable. And it wasn't... Let me read it. It's A Wonderful Life, 1946. When this movie first came out in the summer and it tanked. But over the years, it's become a holiday classic. Changes to the list. Let me go back up to number 7. The Apartment, 1960, should be Boys Town. And Boys Town should probably be even higher than that. But that's just my opinion. So there it is. We did it. My throat is dry, but we got through it. The top 50 best Christmas movies, according to Thrillist.com. A lot of them I haven't seen, but a few of them I did. There's a few that I've added to my list that I think I should see, probably. I don't know. But very, very well done. No stupid movies on there. No, you know, well, there were a couple that might have been, but it wasn't like they just said, here, just throw on Hallmark's current playlist and call it a day. Thank God for that.
Press one. Number one.
The Vince Wilde Show.
Folks, Merry Christmas.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Here comes Santa Claus.